In its August crop report, USDA estimated a 2021-2022 U.S. cotton crop of 17.26 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 16.89 million bales and extra long staple, or ELS, production at 371,000 bales. This number came as a surprise to many in the cotton industry, including Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council.
USDA just released the first survey-based production estimate for the 2021 crop year. U.S. production was reduced by over 500,000 bales to 17.3 million as compared to the July estimate due to a slight increase in unharvested acreage and a lower yield in Texas. Based on current crop conditions, the magnitude of the decline was a bit surprising. Following the release of the report, the December 21 futures contract increased to over 93 cents per pound. I think the trade will be closely watching Texas crop conditions over the next month and awaiting the September USDA report. USDA did increase the average farm price to 80 cents for the 2021 crop year. Based on lower production, USDA reduced the 2021 U.S. export estimate by 200,000 bales as compared to the July estimate. Ending stocks are projected to be 3 million bales as compared to the earlier July estimate of 3.3 million. For the 2020 crop year, U.S. exports were reduced by 50,000 bales since actual shipments did not quite meet the earlier estimate of 16.4 million. With just a few weeks into the 2021 marketing year, export commitments, including 2020 carryover and 2021 outstanding sales, are lower than in recent years, mostly due to low inventories of higher quality cotton. However, weekly export sales for this past week were strong, with almost 375,000 bales sold. Along with the reduction in the U.S. crop, USDA also reduced the Brazilian crop by 750,000 bales as compared to the July estimate, while increasing Australia's production by 500,000 bales to 4.4 million. With continued tensions between China and Australia, the larger Australian crop will likely be going to other markets. World cotton demand continues to recover in 2021. USDA increased world consumption slightly by 170,000 bales to 123.3 million due to higher use in Bangladesh and Pakistan. This represents a 4.3 million bale increase over the 2020 crop year. Lower world production and higher consumption result in a further reduction in ending stocks for the 21 crop year to 87.2 million bales, which is 500,000 bales lower than in July and 4.6 million bales lower than last year. Tighter stocks will likely continue to support prices in 2021. As we look at where the stocks are held, 70% is held in China, Brazil, and India. About 35 million is in China and not available to the world market. India has about 14 million and another 12 million is in Brazil. And of course, it's always important to remember that the 2021 Southern Hemisphere crop, including Brazil and Australia, will not be planted until September or October, and those are the two higher quality growths most similar to U.S. cotton.